your number.
It's not Wayne's anymore.
Okay, then I'm going to leave the meeting to go through the action points and any other questions people have. That's what we're here for.
Directed to Dean, right?
Right,
yes.
Right.
Thank you very much, Lane.
I have to go over mitigation and sing that.
Let's turn to page 3. I want to point out specifically the fifth whereas. You see we deleted the last sentence, the condition providing fence during mitigation credits for transportation projects. And it was requested that we actually put this phrase, relocate this phrase back into the mitigation whereas, which is actually the third whereas down. And you see I've added that sentence into the beginning of that third whereas. And that's all combined into that mitigation whereas. It talks about the two degraded locations on the protected property. So I'm here to answer any questions, any concerns. Is everybody okay with that change? Good. Okay.
And you thought you had that.
I know. Well, wait, we still have scenic there. So, so now let's turn to page 5. Existing conditions. Letter A, land use. Okay, now here, we were asked to, you see that yellow highlighted area, and then there's the green highlighted area within the yellow highlighted area that actually talks about adding an area on Penobscot Bay, viewed from Penobscot Bay, from which the protected property is visible. We have added that phrase in there, following the request of the person that and then we've added the following language down the bottom of that paragraph that talks about the scenic character of the protected property shall apply only to activities occurring on the protected property and shall in no way be construed to prohibit or limit the type of activity or infrastructure on the transportation parcel. Is everybody okay with that rephrasing?
Opens up a lot of things, doesn't it? Well, it also makes it, for an easement, it also makes more sense that, and for this committee, that's what we're addressing in that piece of property.
Sure.
Kind of overextending ourselves by, you're not responsible for that.
No.
For the rest of it. Aren't you relieved?
That's right. And in large measure, it doesn't even need to be there because document is about property.
That's
right. We're just being overly clear about this at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. People comfortable with that?
This change is going to add to the baseline data that you saw last time. This now means that I have to get out of the house cafe and take photographs from vantage point. So there are going to be a lot more photos added to what you saw last time. Reminder. There are always implications for the baseline data.
Yeah, are we also adding in any of the maps that we've that are related to this? We'll have the scenic view map, maybe like this from the CIMAC.
You were here when we did the baseline data, right?
Yeah,
it has about like 12 maps.
Yeah.
In it. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it looks like we're okay on
that.
Good. I think we're set.
Okay. So we will plan to email the changes. Marietta's point on Exhibit A and the language changes and all of those we read today. We're going to run everything by you so that you'll see everything.
I want to thank Siona and Dean very much for this. And I actually want to thank the whole committee because a lot of work, as you know, went into changing a lot of this verbiage to be here for today's meeting, and I'm glad that you are all very conscientiously paying attention to the word in this document. So, thank you very much. The next thing will be the final report.